Welcome to episode number 3 of Become a Guitarist Today with myself, Adam Roach. So first of all, I'd like to let everyone know that I'll be releasing 2 podcasts a week for the remaining weeks of August. So please don't forget to rate and review this podcast on iTunes or anywhere that you can. In this episode, I'm going to interview James Nilsson from the number one guitar learning app in the world, Musician. He explains how it all works, how students and teachers can benefit from using it as well. Now, I know personally, I use the app every week for teaching, and I've seen a huge improvement with all my students that use it, especially with their timing, the clarity of notes. I have also been assigned as a distinguished educator and musician, which is a huge honor for me, as I really believe in this product 100%. And all the songs in my book that I wrote, Become a Guitarist Today, have also been uploaded to Musician. So people that do buy my book, they can play along to all the songs with Musician. A lot of people ask me, you must be getting paid heaps from Musician because you're always promoting them. And the answer is, nope, zero. I do it because I believe it's something that everyone can benefit from. From guitar, bass, ukulele, and piano. It really helps keep my students motivated to practice the instrument, which makes me happy, and makes the parents happy, and the students are enjoying it a lot more. So let's go over to the podcast now with James Nilsson. Welcome, James Nilsson, to the Become a Guitarist Today podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. Excited to be here.
All right. So first of all, I just wanted to talk to you mainly about the app Musician. But before I do, I just want to find out a bit more about yourself, if that's okay?
Yeah, of course.
So what age did you start playing guitar?
I started, I was about 10 or 11.
Yep.
I started out playing mostly sort of classical on my mum's old nylon string guitar. And then after a few years, picked up electric as well. And since then, I've been playing a pretty wide variety of different kinds of music and playing lots of bands and teaching from about 15 or so.
Yeah, that's similar to myself. I started teaching also at 15.
Right,
So you're still teaching now?
Yeah, it's a great age to start, I think. You've got, lots of time to put into it and endless concentration and lots of energy. I think it's a great age to start.
So are you still teaching at the moment or mainly just concentrating on Musician?
Mainly concentrating on Musician. I've been doing Musician full-time for a few years now.
Yeah.
And I was teaching full-time up until a few years ago. But now... yeah, it's great to be able to really sort of sink my teeth into a Musician. And it feels like I am still teaching. It's just that it's virtual rather than face-to-face.
So who are your main inspiration to play guitar? Who inspired you?
I've got a lot, but I've always had a lot of passion for some of the classic 70s rock kind of stuff. I'd always go through my dad's record collection and listen to, Hendrix and Zeppelin and Santana and lots of blues players and all that kind of stuff, and Bob Dylan and everything. And that's where I really sort of got started, or I really first got the bug to want to play. But really, I love all sorts of different music and always loved lots of classical playing. And I think it's nice to have a pretty wide variety of interests, and that's really definitely spread out a lot as I've gotten older.
Yeah, that's great. Now, as far as with your Musician, can you tell us, what's your role there? I think I saw that you're the music education designer, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So education designer is I guess, a term we sort of made up to describe what the idea is. So there's a bunch of us there. We make the content and, make the songs and the exercises and all that kind of stuff. But really the main thing is to try to design a good educational experience for people. So trying to think through the most effective ways to teach and to learn through this medium. Most people are, a lot of people are going to be learning by themselves, at home, with an app. Hopefully lots of people come to see a teacher as well. But, trying to design the best educational experience for people using the app is the main role.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
And my focus is on guitar. We each tend to focus on a particular instrument, but of course there's lots of overlap as well. And we try to help shape the overall design and direction of the app as well.
So I noticed the main office is in Finland. So do you have to...
Yes, that's right.
Do you do mainly your work just online, correspond that way through the guys?
Yes, that's right. Yep, and I try to get over there as often as you can, but most of the work is just off the studio at home here, so I do everything remotely from there.
Yeah,
I see. Which is, it's a great, you know, it's a fun way to work, but it's also obviously great doing stuff face-to-face too, so it's good to get over there and meet up when we can.
Yeah, for sure. So you've been to the new office?
I haven't been to the new office, actually, the old one. We also... We tend to go away for a yearly retreat in their winter, which is obviously a pretty cold and dark time in Helsinki.
Mm.
So we tend to go somewhere nice for their winter, which is a nice way to get together as well.
Yeah, now I've seen those on Facebook, all the retreats they have, and I must say, it looks like a great job to have.
Yeah, it's great. Although, I think I can imagine why they'd really need to in the, only a few hours of daylight and it's freezing cold and... I can see why they'd need to get out of Helsinki in winter.
Yeah, for sure. So there might be a lot of people listening at the moment that haven't really heard of Musician and how it works. So do you be able to just give like a brief description on how it all works?
Yeah, so I think of it basically as like an interactive music coach. So it's an app that you'd play along with on any device pretty much, and it listens to you play, it gives you songs to learn. You can upload your own songs and practice whatever you want to practice as well, but you can also go through and learn from a full syllabus. And it's available for guitar and bass and ukulele and piano. And yeah, the idea is that it should help teach people to play effectively. It should help motivate people. It tries to make practice fun, engaging, and motivating. Which I think are really some of the core issues with learning an instrument for a lot of people, that it's hard to know what to do, it's hard to find good resources, and it's hard to stay on track. And so that's what Musician is designed to do.
It's probably the best thing I've seen come out, my last 30 years or so of teaching, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, well, thank you. And that was the same case for me. So I joined the company after they brought out an earlier app called GuitarBots,
yep,
which I came across, and then I thought the same thing, that this is really a fantastic thing for the students, and I enjoyed practicing with it myself.
Yeah.
And so that's when I applied, and then after that we brought out Musician.
Yeah. And I know for me personally, it really has changed my ways of teaching as well, for the better. So I guess that's the same with you as well.
Yeah, definitely. Some students, probably like yourself and definitely like me, when we are learning, we're just lucky you couldn't stop us, right? I know that was the case for me, that my parents never told me to practice. They just told me to stop practicing because it's too late to go to bed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But that's pretty rare. Most people, it's hard to get yourself motivated. It can be hard to maintain direction and all that kind of stuff. And so I found that using Musician with my students made it so much easier to keep them motivated and to actually practice at home between lessons. And I also found that it was, because it's sort of like, it's a really engaging interface, it's nice to look at and to watch while you're playing, and you get that immediate feedback about every note.
Mm.
It was actually easier to maintain attention during lessons as well. So I thought that for me as a teacher, it meant that I didn't need to focus so much attention on some of those things, and I could focus much more on some of the things that teachers are really great at providing, like sort of, immediate feedback about, technique or filling in some sort of musical context for them, helping draw links between, music that student loves and the music that they're learning or whatever it is. So, yeah, definitely I felt it did a lot for my teaching.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much said exactly what I was going to ask you about. Like, for me as well, like with the students in the class when they're playing Musician, it really gives me a big chance to really analyse their playing. To see exactly what needs working on with their technique, whether it be like finger picking, using the right fingers, which I find is a big factor when people first start playing guitar. They tend to just use that little index finger going without using the other one. So it's good to get all the fingers going straight away.
Yeah, it's kind of striking, right, that that depending on the student, obviously it varies, but But for a lot of people, it can be hard to tell whether you're doing the right thing as a beginner. Mm. And even as a more experienced player, and I experience this too myself, it's easy to let yourself get away with mistakes.
Yes.
Having that there all the time means that as a teacher, you don't need to be saying, oh, no, you did that note wrong, you did that note wrong, you did that note wrong, which feels like a lot of criticism, right?
Yeah.
But the app telling you as, you know, with sort of infinite patience, yeah, it means that you can do a lot of other things as a teacher. And I think as a learner as well, right, that it fills in some of the gaps that people tend to naturally have in their own ability to monitor their playing.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, that's great. So with the syllabus, did you write a lot of the songs on that, or is that a bit of collaboration with the other guys?
It's collaboration. So I've written a lot of the songs, and then we've also got various people on the music team who write things, and a main producer who writes the majority of the songs. And we all tend to end up collaborating. So often it'll be, I'll write something and then someone else will record the guitar and bass, and someone else will record some drums, and someone else will do some vocals and so on. So it's fun to collaborate on all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So really, people playing the app, they'll see that you're the main voice behind the app. Is that right? With the videos and everything?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So that's me on the videos and a lot of the voiceovers and stuff like that as well.
Yeah. So I think
which is fun.
Yeah. So I think we see you on in the first section, Play Strings, with probably the only time we really see your face, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, we tried to... it's tough to find a nice balance between there being a friendly face that you see and it being, you know, showing clearly that it's a real collaborative effort, that there's lots of people involved in it. So on most of the videos, you don't see my head. Just see the guitar, because that's what it's, you know, really all about. That is me headless on screen there most of the time.
Yeah.
And same on the ukulele as well.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right, yeah.
But we've got other tutors for bass and for piano.
Yep. Just as far as some of the songs, so which ones would be your favourites, or the ones that you've written, or are there other ones? Do you have any favourites?
I've really got lots and lots of favourites on there. I love a lot of the music. A lot of the rockier kinds of ones I've written, so the songs in there like Highway to Helsinki and stuff like that, but really they're all sort of collaborative efforts. But most of the ones that are more, you know, music from around the world and all that kind of stuff, they're definitely all written by our main sort of music producer or a collaborative effort again. And I really enjoy being exposed to a lot of that, which I'd never played a Finnish polka before, right? Now I have, and it's great to experience all that kind of stuff. And so a lot of those, you know, we've got music from Africa in there that I love and all that kind of stuff. But that's been really a really great learning experience for me as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've also noticed that with the weekly challenges, there's all, you know, different styles each week pretty much.
Yeah, and that's a lot of fun as a composer for a long time as well. And it's really challenging to try to nail all these styles. And, of course, we have a team of people to do it. And so each person gets to stretch their wings a little bit and produce some songs in their particular fields of expertise. It's great to have these challenges on completely different styles each week. I feel like it's a really big part of music education. Actually working with all these sort of, you know, Europeans who get from lots of different countries and really from all over the world, actually, you get exposed to all styles of music that I think actually have been, that I haven't been exposed to enough, that I think most people aren't exposed to enough. And it really opens your ears, I think, to get to experience all those different styles.
Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, I was going to say as well, is prior to musician, you know, a lot of people pretty much just stick to that one genre and play that type of music. Whereas I've found now that it's really opening up everyone's ears to different styles, and which is great.
Yeah, and I think that you get there is an underlying language to all these different styles, right? They've got a lot in common, and I think even just exploring different styles can potentially help you understand your own styles more clearly as well. So I think that for all of us has been a really important part of what we think of as sort of music education.
Yeah, for sure. So you got your missions, which goes down the different levels.
And yes.
Then,
yeah.
And also people can do workouts and daily goals as well, can't they?
Yes, that's right. So we tried to balance flexibility with providing some clear structure. And I think it's important to have both, right? If you're just given, so I guess like imagine, you know, a book versus having the pages strewn around all over the floor, right? Like, so it's handy to have that organization when you want some structure and you want some clear goals. But it's also great to be able to jump around and do your own thing. So that's what we've been trying to provide as much as possible. So we've got a syllabus with different paths. Yep. Where you can focus on, you know, whether you want to do some more lead stuff or some rhythm stuff or work on some theory or whatever it is. And you can jump around as much as you want there, but it's still laid out in a fairly structured way. So hopefully it doesn't feel too overwhelming. But if you want to go work on a specific skill or technique or whatever it is, then it's easy to work on those individually as well in different sections of the app, or to just choose to play whatever your favourite songs are.
So the other good thing, what I found also, is like the chords, you know, from the app really picking up every note rather than, you know, people just strumming a chord and like the third string might be muted or something, where you can't do that. It's got to be right on, which is another really good thing I found.
Yeah, I think it's tough to balance, right? Because it's good to be as accurate as you can be, so you can make sure that you at least understand what it's meant to be.
Yep.
Right. If you just have a sort of gap in your knowledge and you don't understand that D string shouldn't be muted and that you are muting it, then that can be a problem. But by the same token, it's important that playing should feel natural and all that kind of stuff. So that's a tough thing to balance. Yeah, I think it's really handy to be able to know when you're doing something that's not quite right, not quite there.
Yeah.
And I think also, just memorizing the chords as well and the names of the chords is a really important skill that often gets sort of glossed over. I'm sure that you've had lots of students who have already played a bit before coming to lessons, and then they actually know a bunch of the chords but just didn't remember that one's called G.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of stuff is really handy, and that's one of the things that I think musician can really help with a lot.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the other great thing is the practice mode as well, because this is where I find it's a really good tool, because, you know, a lot of people, if they play a song and it's too fast for them, they might give up, where this way they can go to practice mode and it's still keeping the timing going and they're learning the song at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a lot of people, obviously a lot of people practice too fast, and slowing down would help a lot. But also practicing without a really strong sense of rhythm can be a bit of an issue too. But a lot of people sort of constantly speed up, slow down, as in play the difficult bit slow and the easy bits fast.
Yeah, that's right.
Skip the rests. So I think that, the practice mode can be really, really helpful for that.
Yeah, and also with the auto mode, so it just automatically increases the speed as they get better.
Yes, definitely. That's one of the things that I've often been struck by as a teacher, saying, okay, all right, let's slow this down. Yep, that's doing better. Let's speed it up a bit. Oh, that's having trouble. Let's slow it down a bit, right?
Mm.
And I think a lot of that is really it's a pretty mechanical kind of skill. It's a great way to free you up as a teacher a little bit, to be able to not have to worry about that, and the auto speeder just takes care of it. And it's also great for a student to be able to see, oh, this is what you do. You just, if you're doing well, you can try speeding up. If you're having trouble, you can slow it down.
Yeah, and people can also change the viewing of the notes by either having the tablature or the sheet music, which is a really good idea as well.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, as you know, guitar is tough because there's a really, really wide range of notation that's useful for all sorts of real-world playing. And a lot of, like, popular music that, you know, that bands have written and played has, I think, never been written down in any way. So we've got this really wide range of never writing anything down and just playing by ear to, you know, writing down some very simple chord charts, to writing things down in tab, to writing things down with standard notation. Yeah, so we try to provide a quite large range of possibilities there, so that players can set the style that they prefer. Also, the teachers can help guide their students the way that they want to. So for some teachers, it'll be particularly important to learn that their students learn standard notation. And for others, that might be much less important. And so they'd like to be able to provide some of those options. One thing we have really noticed, that I noticed a lot as a teacher, is that even if you're just using the basic tablature view, that most students' reading tends to improve dramatically, like reading of tablature, or of whatever style they're using, it tends to improve dramatically from using musician, which I think is handy. It is really, really great to be able to just pick up some tab that you'll come across from anywhere and be able to sight read it. It really speeds up that learning process.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I find that within the first month, my students are already learning how to read tab and can work their way around it easy.
Yes, it is. It's a pretty simple system once you get used to it. Certainly, it can be a much faster learning curve than learning to read standard notation. And I think it can be a really satisfying achievement for a lot of people. Yep. That you can pick up a guitar magazine or whatever it is, or a book or something with tab in there. And then if you're really very fluent in it, so yeah, it's a really good achievement. And that's also something that I've found a lot of students who have come to me having played a bit by themselves at home, and they've, downloaded some tabs from the internet, whatever, but they're not actually very fluent at reading tab. Mm. They can sort of, decode it note by note after a while, and then they put it away and don't read it anymore and just try to play from memory and by ear, because reading tab is still a bit painful. But really, if they just go through a process for really not very long at all, they become very fluent, which is great.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Also, students can search for other songs through the app as well, can't they?
Yes, definitely, yeah. And there are heaps of songs and exercises and drills and original compositions and all sorts of things that people have uploaded, which is great. You can look up some chromatic fingering drill. There are lots and lots in there that you can choose from. And pretty much any skill you can think of, there's lots in there that users have uploaded, which is great. And obviously, it's great for us as teachers for me as a teacher, to have all the experience that all the other teachers using Musician have, right? So they upload exercises that they've found useful with their students. And it's great because it means that there's a wide variety of things to try, lots of things that can work well.
Oh, yes, for sure. The amount of material on there is amazing, like from the missions, the weekly challenges, the workouts, daily goals.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of striking. It's been growing really, really quickly as well. We've been trying to find ways to make it easier for more people to be able to upload their own things and to write exercises in there. You can write your own tabs in there and stuff like that. Yeah, I feel like it really democratizes the idea of making exercises and of writing songs or anything like that, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, I've had some of my students, more experienced ones, and they've wrote songs and put it onto Musician as well for other people to play along to. And prior to Musician, you probably wouldn't really see that much. Kids writing their own songs. It's more about learning other songs and things like that. But now they're really getting into songwriting as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Look, I remember as a kid just loving the idea that I could write songs and really experimenting with that as much as I can. But of course, there was never anyone else to go play my song. I'd show them to my teacher, right? But that's it. And I think it's great that people get to be able to experience and share that, even from quite early on. And really, I think there's a lot about music that a lot of the fun stuff, a lot of the most fun stuff, people tend to have to wait until they become quite experienced and proficient. And I think that it's nice to try to open that up a lot I think it's great if people get the chance to jam with friends or write a song and share it or whatever it is, even if they haven't been playing very well, because it doesn't need to be exclusively done by experts.
Yeah, for sure.
I think there's a lot of value in, and a lot of fun to be had in just experimenting and trying it out yourself. And I think it's great.
Yeah, definitely. And as far as for teachers as well, like any other teachers listening to this podcast, you know, there's just so many things for teachers as well. Like, I mean, for myself, I've got the education part up the top where I can follow each student's progress each week, see how many times they're practicing. And that's just, you know, fantastic.
I'm sure all teachers have experienced, how much did you practice this week? And the students are anything from, I don't know, I don't remember, to, you know, clearly a number that isn't quite true. I think it's really great to be able to just literally see, okay, this is how much time you put in and how much effort you've applied. And I think it's great for the students to be able to see that too, because sometimes it is genuinely difficult to track how much time you've been spending doing things unless you've got some automated way of recording it all. I think that that can be really motivating for students as well. Lots of musician users will contact me and share their achievements and whatever. And one of the most common ones is, oh, look, I've hit the 10 hours of playtime or whatever it is. Seeing some history of how long they've been playing for, or if they've played a million notes or whatever it is. And I think having some of those things written down can give some really concrete feedback to the teachers as well as to students, as well as to people who are learning by themselves.
Sure. I mean, the other good thing as well is being able to go into the student's profile and see exactly what they've practiced for the week as well. So prior to them coming to lesson, you can already see what they need to work on, which saves a lot of time as well.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think it means that you can really personalise things to individual students as well, that, you know, you can assign the songs that they're really enjoying, or you can assign the songs that they're needing to work on the most, and, you know, all those types of things, which I think is great.
Yeah.
And really, one of the things we wanted with that, with the syllabus and with the features for teachers, is for teachers to be able to really work the way that they want. So if the teachers like the syllabus, and we certainly, like, I'd hope that there's value for most teachers, but of course there are going to be some who want to do things differently or have their own way of doing things or whatever it is, and that's fine. We wanted to make it easy so that if you did want to write an exercise for a specific student or a song that all your students should practice this week or whatever it is, then you can easily assign all those things and see how much each student's doing it.
Yeah. And I guess the other thing is the students, they like the competitive side of things as well, like beating each other's scores.
That was one of the things that struck me when I first came across GuitarBots, which was the predecessor, musician. That there's something about this idea of a high score, a leaderboard, a collecting your stars and all that kind of stuff. It works, and I'm not a competitive person generally, but I still found myself going, got to collect those missing stars, or I reckon I can beat that high score, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I think if it works to get people to play more, then that's fantastic. I think if a student wants to climb that leaderboard, so they spend an extra 15 minutes practicing, then I think that that's time well spent. And obviously some students will be less attracted by, you know, stars and points and leaderboards and so on. But I think it can be a really great way of just encouraging practice and rewarding practice when it happens, and helping keep people motivated in different ways.
Yeah, and I guess the difference...
And, of course, there's still the internal motivation of wanting to be able to play the song well and all that kind of stuff too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, because the difference between, you know, playing a video game, you know, getting really good at killing someone or fighting something, with musician, you actually, the better score you get, you are improving your technique as well, because you're getting notes clearer, right on time, because, you know, just really good things, perfect to great to good, and whatever the score may be. So they're actually performing better for themselves as well by getting a bigger score.
Yeah, exactly. I think it does correlate. Well, it shows improvement really nicely and clearly. And that can be one of the things that I think is is difficult even for one-on-one teaching. It can be difficult to show a student that they're improving, especially for relative beginners. That it can be hard to see your progress, like kids not noticing that they're growing, right? It's just that it happens gradually. It can be very hard to measure. It can be hard to see it happening at the time. You know, just having something really concrete, like your score, is a great way of giving that constant feedback and reinforcement. And each time they get a new score, it's rewarding.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's right.
And they should feel proud of their achievement, that they've gotten measurably better at this thing.
That's good. Is there any other comments you want to say about Musician?
Yeah, if any teachers are listening who are interested, then of course we're really interested in hearing from you. If you've got feedback or concerns or something like that, then we're more than happy to try to address those. But yeah, in general, our goal is really just to try to make the world more musical. It's just to help more people be more musical and hopefully do it in a really fun and engaging way, which I think that's exactly what all the other teachers want too. So I think that it's nice for us to be able, and of course, a large chunk of us there are teachers ourselves, right? And so it's really designed with that teacher's mindset.
Would you recommend people sign up like for the standard package and then get into premium once they get a bit more practice in?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's well worth, obviously, it's a free download. It should be hopefully, I think, well worth anyone's time to download and check it out if you're interested. And as I say, we're always, responsive to feedback if you want to get in touch or anything like that. I have some questions about doing things. Yeah, of course, if it seems like it's a good thing for you, then there's premium available, which is mostly just unlimited playtime. Yeah, I think hopefully more and more teachers will check it out, and I really hope find it valuable and useful.
Yeah, definitely.
For them and for themselves and for their students. And I should also say, too, that there's heaps of advanced stuff on there, too, that I find one of the things that helps me as a teacher is to improve my own playing and my own musical skills, right? That each time I'm really working on myself as a musician, I feel like that makes me better as a teacher as well. And there's heaps in there in Musician to work on for advanced players. It can be a really, really great, like all those things that work well for beginners in terms of tracking your progress and monitoring improvement, seeing how much time you put in and all those kinds of things, and easy access to lots of content and all that kind of stuff. Those things all work for advanced players as well. I think, yeah, lots of teachers should hopefully find some value in Musician for their own practice as well.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think even for the students, the premium versions, the amount of lessons in the app itself, you're talking thousands of dollars. worth of lessons. So
yeah, well, that's it's true that there's obviously the syllabus is pretty extensive and it's growing all the time. And the amount of content is huge, really. And I think that, definitely, there's a lot of value to be had, especially if it's compared to normal method books or PO courses or things like that.
All right. No, that's
excellent.
I think we've pretty much covered everything.
Excellent. Yes. All right. Well, thanks very much. Hope everyone's found this useful and interesting. And, as I say, if there's any teachers want to get in touch, then you can find info for teachers from the Musician website at musician.com. I'll do my best to help with any questions or problems or anything like that.
Thanks very much, James. Right. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Bye.
Head on over to becomeaguitaristtoday.com. From there, you can become a member for the month of August for only $40. And receive a free book, Become a Guitarist Today, by Adam Roach. Also, from the original band Busted Up, their latest CD. You can also get access to the closed Facebook group, Become a Guitarist Today, where there are thousands of lessons updated weekly. And ask any questions you want, they will be answered. So head on over to becomeaguitaristtoday.com. That's all one word, becomeaguitaristtoday, nospaces.com. want to quickly thank two sponsors. The first one is Custom Guitar Picks, run by Gus. This is one of the quickest service you will find for custom-made picks. And you can do it all online. Design your own picks. Just head to customguitarpicks.com.au. There you can select the thickness of your pick, the colour, what type of pick you want. You can also upload your own artworks, then submit it online, and it's all done. You can also check out the different categories of other picks to choose from. The other sponsor is Guitar World, run by Mick. Guitar World used to be a shop in the High Street, Northcote. Now Mick is concentrating on repairs, services and setups. So Mick has been doing all my services for the past 20 years on all my guitars, and every time I get it back, it feels like a brand new guitar. So call Mick on 0476 937 025. I hope you all enjoyed today's podcast with James Nilsson. I've put two links in the notes where you can find out more about Musician and also where to download it and how you can download it. Otherwise, you can go to the App Store and search for Musician to download to any of your devices. It's a free download with an option to go premium as well. So tune in next week. We'll have Brett Garsett from John Farnham Band. He was also in Nelson Planet X, and he toured with Paul Stanley on his solo tour. So that will be on Wednesday. And then next Saturday, I'll have Russell Morris on the podcast, an iconic Australian legend. He had 5 top Australian singles back in the 60s and 70s, and he continues to write and perform. Until then, keep jamming.